朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天是父亲节，当爸爸当了快30年了，真的很惭愧。我觉得我一生都需要好好的学。
I've been a father for almost 30 years, and I still feel there's so much to learn.
我想我们的天父是一个最好的榜样。
And our heavenly Father is our best role model.
约翰一书第三章第一节，他说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，让我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”
1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, "How great is the love that the Father has shown us, and we are called His children."
我们怎么能够想象这个宇宙的主宰，这么伟大浩瀚宇宙的创造者，居然称我们是他的儿女啊
？Can we ever imagine that this Master of the Universe, the Creator of the Universe,even call us his children.
不仅仅把这个地位赐给了我们。
Not only that, he has given us this position.
让我们得称为神的儿女。
That we are called his children.
他说我们真是他的儿女。换句话说，他把我们带进了这个属灵的实际。
And we are indeed his children because he has brought us into this reality.
那你们怎么没有把经文打出来呢？
Please show the Bible verse.
没有关系，我们继续讲哈。那 我真的为了在教会里面，神为我们兴起这么多好的父亲、好的母亲，感谢神。
I'm so thankful that God has raised so many good fathers and mothers in God's house.
而且有这么多很好的 ABC.
And so many good ABC kids.
他们在这里虽然在这里很辛苦的学中文，但是他们跟我们一起侍奉神，非常感谢神。
Yes, they're making a good effort to learn Chinese and serve God together with us.
我想我今天的时间很有限，我很简短的复习一下上次讲的。
I'd like to briefly summarize and review my message last time.
因为我上次特别提到，在今天这个时代里面，有一个最严肃的属灵征战，就是发生在家庭里面。
Last time I mentioned that in this generation, the most serious spiritual battle actually happens at home.
最可怕、最严肃的属灵征战，还不是这个世界上国跟国之间的征战。
The most severe spiritual battle is not wars between countries.
毕竟的是少数的国家有征战
，because only minority of nations have conflicts。
也不见得是发生在你公司里面的 politics 哈、那种内斗。
And actually, it's not about the politics at your workplace。
一个最严重、最普遍而且最可怕的征战，其实是发生在家庭里面。
The most common, severe, and dreadful spiritual battle is actually happening at your homes。
就是在神最完美、最好的设计里面，神要叫人在这里得祝福的地方，但是却常常。充满了痛苦。
It's actually the place where God has this beautiful design for men to enjoy, but sadly, that is also the place of most suffering.
是我们这一生要花最多时间，而且是最亲密的关系中带来的伤害、带来的搅扰、带来的消耗，常常都是任何其他事情不能相比的。
In this place, we're supposed to spend the most of our times there, but yet it causes the pain and suffering that is nothing.That nothing can compare to.
所以两个礼拜以前，我试着在这里只集中讲一个信息。
So 2 weeks ago, I tried to focus on this one message.
就是婚姻的设立其实是为着神的荣耀的。
That the design of marriage is actually for God's glory.
因为他是婚姻的设计者 ，the original designer.
Because God is the original designer of marriage.
而且他是真正的这个 builder 哈，他来建立这个家庭。
And he's also the builder of families.
所以我们知道，你买任何的东西，你如果不 follow owner's manual 的话。你不 follow 这个设计者给你的这个手册，你不会好好的用它的。
Actually, when you purchase something, if you do not follow the owner's manual, then you cannot make good use of the material.
我想我也曾经举过很简单的例子，你一个手电筒要能够发光，它都有讲究的，这么简单的东西。
I have given an example, even for a flashlight to work.You have to follow the design.
那第一个，你的电池必须放对位置，正极、负极不能反过来的。
First of all, you have to place the batteries in the right directions.
你不能说我只要有电池就好了，管它是正是负的。
You can't say that as long as we have batteries, it doesn't matter how you put in.
那圣经上放的就是这个次序哈。 男人是妻子的头，妻子顺服丈夫，那这是圣经的次序。
Just like Bible has placed this order, that man is woman's head and woman has to, wives have to submit to husband. That is the order.
不光这个次序是要对的。
Not only that order has to be right.
电池本身必须要有电。
And the battery has to have electricity.
换句话说，一个家里面一定要有基督的生命，要有基督的爱 ，agape 在里面，才可能建立起合神心意的家庭。
In other words, in order to build a godly family, this family has to haveLove from God, agape love.
所以不光我们需要重生得救啊，得到这个 agape 在我们里面。
Not only that, we have to be born again to have this agape within us.
而且我们需要常常 recharge, 对不对
？And we also need to be recharged often.
我们会软弱，我们会失败，我们会觉得耗尽了。我们需要常常到主的面前，让这个爱得以更新，得以成长。
Because we will grow weary and tired and exhausted this love, so we have to come back to the Lord to recharge and renew this love.
所以我们需要回到圣经里面来。
So we have to go back to the Bible.
哦，神不光是这个 original 最初的设计者的 designer.
So God not only is the original designer of marriage.
他是任何一个家庭里面的 key member 哈，最重要的一份子。
And he is also the most important member in any family.
不然我们为什么说基督是我家之主呢
？Why would we say that Jesus is the Lord of our family？
我们为什么要在家庭中尊主为大呢？因为他是这个家中的 key person， central person。
Would we want to honor him as the first place in our family because he is the key member of the family.
所以任何一个家庭离开了神，这个家庭不可能在主的面前被祝福的。
Any family departing from God will not be blessed by God.
当我们爱神跟神的关系对的时候，这是整个家庭能够蒙祝福的关键因素。
The key element for a family to be blessed is that we love God and have the right relationship with Him.
所以我们回到圣经以后，我们就发现神设立婚姻。
When we go back to the Bible, we see that God ordained marriage.
甚至连我们这个人被神创造。
Even that we are created by Him.
都不是为了让我们这个人快乐幸福去追求人生的享受的。
It's not for us to enjoy and pursue happiness.
神设立婚姻是为了他的荣耀。
God designed marriage for His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，婚姻的目的不是为了自己的幸福和快乐，是为着神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, let me repeat: the purpose of this marriage is not for our own happiness, but God's glory.
当我们否定这件事情，不肯接受这件事情的时候。
When we reject this truth,
不管你用怎样的方法，你人生你的婚姻是绝对不可能幸福的。
No matter how hard you try any methods, you will not have true joy and happiness.
因为他是这个 designer.
Because he is the designer.
所以如果婚姻不是为了神的荣耀，我们就不可能有快乐幸福。
If our marriage is not for God's glory, we will not have true happiness.
追求快乐幸福不是婚姻的目的，而是婚姻该有的结果。
Pursuing happiness is not the goal of marriage, but a natural result.
大家不要反果为因啊，不要把这两个倒过来。
So we should not reverse.
就像你把电池倒过来，它不会 work 的。
So we should not reverse the order, like you cannot reverse the battery if it's not going to work.
任何的婚姻，任何的家庭，必须是为着神的荣耀。
Any marriage, any family has to be for God's glory.
然后你就发现，这个不光是神设计婚姻的目的。
And then you will realize this is not only God's purpose for marriage.
这也几乎是所有不快乐的婚姻的解释啊，它的原因。
That is also the reason for any.Unhappiness in the marriage.
因为事实上证明现在有太多破裂的婚姻了。
The truth is that there are so many broken families.
因为我们希望在婚姻里面得到快乐，得到幸福，得到享受。
Because we desire to receive happiness and satisfaction in marriage.
所以我们就把这个需要，把这个要求就放在我们对方的身上。
Therefore, we project this request and needs upon our spouse.
当我们不能从对方身上得到的时候，我们就充满了失望，到最后充满了埋怨，甚至充满了愤怒。
When we fail to receive that from our spouse, we're full of complaints and full of frustrations and disappointments.
然后我们常常会觉得我瞎了眼才娶了你，才嫁给你。
Then we come to the conclusion, I was blind to marry you.
弟兄姊妹，真的，我跟你说，真的是瞎了眼哈。
I have to tell you, you're right. You were blind.
因为你只看到对方优点，你没有想到人的本性都是需要耶稣的。
Because when you got married, you only saw the good parts, but you didn't remember that everyone needs Jesus.
我昨天已经说过了，在恋爱期间，我们美化对方所有的缺点。这个就是在这里只看到他的优点。
As I shared yesterday at the wedding, that when we were dating, we only see the good points of each other.
觉得他什么都好，就是独居不好。
We felt that everything about the person is so good. The only thing bad is that we are alone.
所以想赶快成为他的配偶来帮助他。
Therefore, we want to be each other's spouses to help each other.
弟兄姊妹，神借着婚姻来表达他跟我们之间那个绝对完全的爱。
Actually, God wants to through marriage represent a man of, and explain to us.The perfect relationship between God and man.
然后神借着婚姻
and through marriage,
来这里改变我们的生命，叫我们真正的像耶稣跟他的圣洁生命有份。
That God can transform our lives so that we can partake His divine nature.
没有经过这个过程，我们不可能真正享受婚姻里面最美最甜的部分。
Without going through this transformation process, we cannot come to real enjoyment.Of marriage.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们已经讲过了，如果我们要在基督以外去寻找那个真正最能够满足我们内心的
Actually, I've shared with you, if we want to pursue the real and deep satisfaction apart from Jesus,
我们不可能找得到的
It's impossible to find it.
甚至连婚姻 是你当初挑的千万人中挑的最爱的那个，你都不可能从他身上得到最深最深人里面的需要。
Even if you choose the one that you love so deep when you get married, you can still not get satisfaction from this person.
因为那个部分是只有神可以满足的。
Because that deep longing for satisfaction can only be met by God.
在我们生命里面最深的需要和满足必须从神而来。
In our life, the deepest need for satisfaction can only be met by God.
Now,我上次说不是从配偶来，结果有人问我说，那我可不可以在配偶以外去找满足
？Last time when I shared that this deep satisfaction cannot be met by your spouse, so someone asked, so can I find from someone else other than my spouse?
这个你比我儿子把柜子体会成 cabinet 还要糟糕哈。
So actually, this is even worse. Misunderstanding than what Aaron did.
我的意思是说，连最亲密的伴侣，你都不可能得到的，不要说外面的。
What I really meant is that even your most intimate companion, your spouse, cannot satisfy you. Then forget about finding it outside of marriage.
神也不容许我们这么做。
And God will forbid us from looking for.
所以今天我们需要往下走了
So today we need to move on.
我们很快的来看一下《创世纪》第二章，回到伊甸园。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden.
我们再读一次十八节到二十五节。
Let's read verses 18 to 25 again.
我那边 rehearsal 的时候把我的眼镜搞掉了，这个是 Costco 的。
So I lost my reading glass during the wedding rehearsal. This pair comes from Costco.
那几块钱一个，万一我念错，你们帮我哈。
So please. 来，
十八节到二十五节。
Verses 18 to 25.
耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造成野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜和空中飞鸟野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。”因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。 啊，我们从台湾来的叫肋骨，我昨天听到谁讲肋骨，哈，难怪很累，哈，我。在这一段的圣经里面，我们至少看到五件事情，我很快的提一下，在我的纲要上没有。
In this scripture passage, actually, there are five points I want to point out.
但是我等一下要回到中间最重要的一环。
And then I'll go back to the most important part.
第一个，在这里我们知道神对婚姻的意念是正面的。
First of all, we can see that God's will for marriage is actually very positive.
在神所有的创造里面都说好，只有造了男人以后，神说那人独居不好。
Seeing all the creations of God, God says it was good, except man was alone, and that was not good.
神造了女人以后，神就看一切所造的甚好。
Then after God created women, and he saw everything was very good.
从不好到甚好，就因为女人的出现。
Because of this appearance of woman, everything turned from good to very good.
所以姊妹们常常夸口说，造亚当，神造了有缺陷，所以把所有的缺陷全部除掉，造了一个女人。
So actually, some women will say that when God created Adam, there were some shortcomings. Therefore, God made a woman without any of the shortcomings.
所以所有男人身上的缺点在女人身上都找不到。Is that true?
Is that true that in women you cannot find any of the shortcomings of men?
你知道亚当都不这样认为的哈。
Even Adam would not say so.
我跟你们介绍的那一本书，这个Jimmy Evans， 他说他跟他妻子吵架的那几年。
The book I introduced you to read by Jimmy Evans.
他说他得到的结论就是女人绝对不是男人造，绝对不是神造的。他说因为神一定比这个 smarter， 应该比这个聪明一点。
And the author says after being married for many years, he came to a conclusion that women cannot be created by God because God has to be smarter than this.
但是不管怎么样，我们知道神对婚姻的意念是绝对是正面的。
But from this passage, we know that God's will for marriage is positive.
造一个配偶帮助他，不是绑住他。
Because God wants to create a helper, a mate to help him, not to bind him.
这个帮助是 azir， 是像神那样子的帮助，那样子的高贵，那样子的重要。
And this word, a helper, is a zeal. It's a very noble helper, just like God helps men.
所以夫妻彼此之间都要成为对方的祝福，这是神对婚姻的命定。
So in a marriage, God ordained that both husband and wife shall be blessings to each other.
第二件事情，我们要看见在婚姻、在配偶的事情上，神有绝对的主权。
And a second thing is that.We can see God has absolute sovereignty in choosing our spouse.
是神把夏娃带到亚当的面前。
Because God brought Eve to Adam.
那你会说，现在在二十一世纪了，哪里还有这种事情
？But then you might say, we are living in this 21st century. Can this still be happening?
从前还有父母媒妁之言，现在都是自己找的。
In the old times, there used to be arranged marriage by parents, but now people just look for their own spouse.
弟兄姊妹，那是从我们人的角度来看。
This is from man's perspective.
你从神的永能和神性、无所不知、无所不能来看。
But from God's omnipotent and omniscient, and from His point of view.
任何的婚姻，就算是你自己拣选的，甚至没有信主之前就拣选的。
Any marriage, even if you got married before you were Christians.
背后仍然有神主宰的权柄在。
There's still God's sovereignty behind our marriage.
因为神在创立世界以前就已经在基督里拣选了我们。
Because God has already chosen us before the foundation of the world.
所以在时间的里面，我们得救了，遇见了耶稣，我们得救了。但是在创世以前，他就拣选了。
Yes, in the frame of time that we met Jesus and we were saved, but yet we were chosen before the foundation of the world.
同样的，我们的另外一半是神为我们预备的。
And also, our spouse was prepared.For us by God.
在时间里面他出现了。
And in the frame of time, he or she appeared.
跟我们成为夫妻。
And we became a couple.
所以背后有神绝对的主权。
There has to be a sovereignty of God.
所以我们看到诗篇139篇。
So in Psalm 139.
在那里讲到说，我在地上的日子连一天都还没有经过，你就已经写在你的册子上。
The psalmist says that You have written my days on your book, even without me living a day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的这一半在从神的角度来说是神预备的。
Therefore, from God's perspective, we have to see our spouse as being prepared and provided by God.
等一下我们会回来再看这个点啊。
And then we'll go back to this point later.
第三件事情。
Third point.
神在婚姻的里面，神要得到一个绝对完全的 oneness.
In a marriage, God wants to obtain a complete an absolute oneness.
他不是要把两个凑在一起变成一个。
He is not just putting two together.
你今天要把地上任何两个东西摆在一起变成一个，这个天衣无缝的合在一起，那几乎是很难的事情。
In this world, it's very difficult to put two objects together and make it one.
但是如果我们从刚刚神所我们所说的角度来说，神是从一变成二，再从这个二。回归为一。
But yet, from the passage we just read, God was actually taking something out of this one to make a two, and then bring them back together to become one again.
One, two, 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 one. 我们一起来讲，好不好
？Let's say together. One, two, 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 one.
啊，我像现在有一个水泥球在这边，我打个比方。
For example, if I have a cement ball.
啊，我大锤一打，把它打成只有两半，没有碎片，就是两半。
And then I crack it with a hammer to make it two parts.
你就知道有些地方是凸出来的，有些地方是凹下去的。
Then we can easily imagine the surface being not smooth.
啊，有些地方是凸的很大，有些地方凸的很小。
Some parts may be protruding, some not.
所以只有这两个重新放在一起的时候，它才能够是一个完整的一啊。
Only if we put these two parts back together, then they become one.
你去拿任何一半来放，都放不起来的。
If you take any other half balls, they will not match.
它永远会有破口，永远会有裂缝的。
They will not match seamlessly. There will always be cracks.
只有这两个在一起才是完整的一，是一个绝对的一。
Only these two can be put together to become one again.
所以神对婚姻的命定就是要两个人做一的见证。
And then God ordained marriage to be a testimony of oneness.
所以绝对不可以去换的。
So you cannot change.
你绝对不能说这个不合，这个不 match 啊！弟兄姊妹，神定的就是这个。
You cannot say this one is no good; it doesn't match.
所以为什么马太福音十九章那里讲到神所配合的人不可以分开
？Therefore, in a book of Matthew, Jesus says, "What God put together, man cannot separate."
哪怕是我们没有信主在一起的时候
，Even if we got married before we are Christians，
一旦我们得救了，我们要认识神的旨意，我们不要让这个婚姻分开来。
Once we are saved, we have to know God's will, and we shall not separate.
这是第三件事情。
So that's the third point.
第四件事情。
Fourth.
婚姻夫妻的关系远超过任何其他的关系，除了跟神。
Except our relationship with God, the relationship between husband and wife is the most important.
所以在这里讲到，人要离开父母，连我们最爱的、生我们、养我们、爱我们的父母都要离开来。
Therefore, it says a man shall leave his father and mother.We should even leave our beloved parents who gave us birth and raised us up.
请大家注意，这里离开不是离弃啊，不是 abandon your parents 啊。
But please know that here it says leave our parent, your parents, not to abandon your parents.
而是在这个 priority 上面的顺序，在情感的依附上面，我们需要夫妻两个的 priority 是第一的。
But we need to readjust our priority so that the relationship between our spouse becomes the first priority.
但是决定不是要我们不孝顺父母，离弃父母，很不。
But the Bible is not teaching us to abandon our parents or not honor them anymore.
我们反而应该更能够体谅父母亲的不容易，愿意把我们交给另外一半。
But we have to be more understanding and appreciate that our parents are willing to give us to our us to our spouse.
所以很多人一结婚以后都忘记爸爸妈妈，然后很少嘘寒问暖，很少再像从前那样子的关心他们、体贴他们。弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经的教导。
Some people after they got married, they seldom go visit their parents and they don't care about them anymore. That is not the teaching of the Bible, brothers and sisters.
一生为父，一旦为父，终身为父。
Once a Father, always a father.
我们永远要孝敬我们的父母。
We always need to honor our parents.
但是我们的 priority, 我们最亲的关系变成是夫妻两个。
But yet, the most intimate relationship for us is the relationship with our spouse.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So a man shall leave his father and mother and united to his wife, and two becomes one flesh.
最后一件事情在这里讲到，当时夫妻二人赤身肉体并不羞耻。
And the last thing is that at that time, Adam and Eve were both naked, and they felt no shame.
这不光是讲到在肉身上面啊。
Not only that physically.
夫妻亲密，所以在 sex 方面，我们不会觉得羞耻，这是神给的。
And then, husband and wife, when they have sex, they are not ashamed because this is ordained and given by God.
但是另外一方面来说
But yet, on the other hand,
为什么亚当夏娃从原来不需要遮盖变成需要遮盖
Then why, later on, Adam and Eve needed to cover themselves?
因为罪进来了
Because sin came in.
而你发现当罪一进来的时候
And when sin came into the picture.
它不仅仅让我们跟神之间产生了隔阂，听见神的声音就躲藏了。
Not only that, it separates us from God, that we will hide our face from God.
罪恶进来，让我们跟我们最亲的配偶中间就产生了间隔。
But when sin came in, it also separated us from our most intimate spouse.
所以你就发现那个罪性开始来破坏这个两个人的关系。
And you see that sinful nature came to destroy
亚当马上就把责任推给夏娃，是你给我造的那个女人叫我吃的。
Immediately, Adam started to blame his wife. The woman that God gave me, she is the one to blame.
你发现这个故事不光发生在伊甸园里面，在今天每个家庭里面都发生。主啊，你给我的配偶居然是这样子的。
We see the same story repeating in every single family. Nowadays, we complain about our spouse.
我们不能够坦诚相待啊，不能够那样子。在主的爱里面完全接纳对方
We cannot face each other with an open heart and a complete acceptance
所以我们有很多的隐藏很多的遮蔽很多的不肯敞开
We have a lot of reservation we hide things from each other
我们的想法我们的关系我们各方面我们不够透明
And in our thoughts in our relationship we are not transparent enough
那这是在伊甸园第二章里面让我们看到的
And this is what we saw in Genesis chapter 2
然后整个第二章在讲到婚姻的时候神都在其中
And then in chapter 2 when the marriage was discussed God was in it
所以我们在读创世纪的时候不要只从个人的角度看人受造的目的和价值
So when we read Genesis, let us not try to find the purpose of man's creation from man's perspective.
我们要从家的角度看神造人的目的和价值。
We ought to see it from a family's point of view to see God's creation and His purpose.
因为从一个人的话，大部分都集中在蒙恩上。
Because when we talk about individuals, we focus on our being saved, salvation.
我们在主的面前得到主的救恩，被主改变，能够像他。
Yes, we receive the salvation and we're being transformed to be like Christ.
但是两个人的时候，他就更多跟使命、跟征战也发生了关系。
But when you talk about two people being together, then we focus more on commissions and battles.
因为到了以弗所书，保罗就告诉我们，他说我是指的基督和教会说的。
Because in the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul tells us that actually this refers to Christ and His church.
夫妻两个人负责很严肃的一个使命，就是为主做见证。
So actually, husband and wife bear a very important commission. It is to testify for the Lord.
基督怎样爱教会，为教会舍己。
How Christ loves the church and gave Himself for the church.
丈夫要照样爱我们自己的妻。
In the same way, husbands ought to love his wife.
同样，教会怎么样子顺服基督
？And how church submits to Christ?
妻子要照样在凡事上顺服自己的丈夫。
And wife should, in the same way, submit to her husband in everything.
所以你就发现这是一个极大的挑战。
So that is a great challenge.
啊，这是一个很大的使命啊。
And this is a great mission.
但是整个过程神在里面。
But yet, in the entire process, God is in it.
所以创世纪第二章不是只有两个人，丈夫跟妻子亚当跟夏娃，神在其中。
So in Genesis chapter 2, there are not just two characters in the Bible, Adam and Eve, but God is also there.
对所有的婚姻里面，我们一定要有神在其中。
So in all marriages, God has to be in it.
不管我们在人生任何一个阶段，神都必须在其中。
In whatever stage of life we are in, God has to be part of it.
我以前很喜欢讲的一个例子，就是英国皇家海军的这个绳子常常被小偷偷走，因为那是非常很好的 quality 的绳子。
I like to give an example before that the ropes used by the British Royal Navy are often being stolen because of good quality.
后来他们就发明一种方法。
And later on, they had this design.
在整个的绳子的里面，他们最中心的地方掺了一条红线，一条非常好、非常耐用的红线在里面。
So when they make the rope, they would put in a red thread inside the rope.
所以当别人把皇家海军的这个绳子偷去涂了别的外面涂了别的颜色没有用他只要一切开来看见那个红心就知道是皇家的。
So when people steal the ropes, then if they cut it, then the cross section, they can tell if this is from the Royal Navy because of that red thread.
不管你从哪一段切下来你都看到中间有一个红心这是皇家的。
Doesn't matter which part you cut from the cross section, you can always see the red thread.
那我就希望我们整个的人生尤其是夫妻婚姻的关系不管从哪一段切下来神都在其中
And I hope that in our lifetime especially in our marriage which every part of or the stage of life that we
就算我们非常低落非常痛苦的一段我们也希望神在其中
Even in our spiritual lows in our frustrations and suffering we hope that we will find Christ there
好我现在要接下来看一婚姻里面很重要的意义就是回到这个一来。
Now we want to go back to this oneness.
这个一的要求和见证是整个婚姻里面的核心。
And the core of marriage is actually this oneness and the testimony of oneness.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣。请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。